Sex offenders who fit the criteria would be tracked with GPS units for the rest of their lives. It would let corrections officers keep track of their exact location. That would let the state know if an offender ventures into a prohibited area like a school zone. Racine area Senator Kathy Stepp says that as a mom, she likes the idea.
I want to know if there's a sex offender skulking around my kid's school. Because I'll tell you, we don't have nearly the resources in this state to put people on the watch to make sure that they're not doing that. That's what this does. Now we'll have documentation that they violated those conditions, that our kids are at risk.
Those who've criticized the measure point directly at its price tag. The Department of Corrections estimates that with extra employees and new equipment, this plan would cost the state roughly $100 million over the next two decades. Madison Democrat Fred Risser voted against the plan because he's not convinced it will be effective.
Knowing where they are at a particular time doesn't prove anything, nor does it keep them from causing problems again. So why spend all this money, develop this great big big brother bureaucracy when you aren't going to accomplish anything?
The Department of Corrections also estimates that 20 years from now, about 13,000 offenders would be monitored using global positioning. Sponsors say the department's numbers are too high because they don't consider that tougher laws are putting more sex offenders in prison where they don't need GPS monitoring. A spokesman for Governor Jim Doyle says Doyle will likely sign the bill once it reaches his desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.